Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Rise Guys suck. Take a look, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, May the 1st, 2024. And I remembered my cell phone.
Oh, good for you.
I have internet access.
You have email?
Electric email. Or electronic, isn't it?
Electronic mail.
It's electric. My mail.
Did you say yesterday, like, did you just run out too fast or how you forgot it?
I was texting with my daughter about something because she gets up with the roosters.
Mm-hmm.
And
farm living.
Yeah.
Is life for me.
And it was one of them things where I laid it down there on the bar. I know you've never been in my home, but imagine, if you will, there's a.
You have a bar?
A full bar? That's cool.
Well, I think you're talking about like an iron bar, a bar you drink at.
It's an island.
Okay.
If that makes it any more interesting or difficult to understand.
Is it tropical?
It's a little more bougie.
Not tropical. No, it's like a butcher block thing. But the bar is in front of that, so it's interesting.
Okay.
But I laid the phone down. And went to the refrigerator. William Perry's in the next room. No, my refrigerator.
Okay.
And I stuck my protein drink in the side pocket. Anyway, I walked right out without it. Shorten it real down to earth and fast.
Thank you.
Forgot it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can see that. You got a lot going on at once. Kind of forget.
Yeah. Morning time's hectic.
No more than anybody else.
Still morning time's hectic, though.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
I mean, it's, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
Back in the day, though, it was tougher. I had a compass in my pocket. I had a camera. I had a video camera.
A calculator.
Calculator. I had my balancing thing.
Yeah. You had an entire computer you had to carry around with you?
Nice.
But not no more.
Nope.
And I needed my compass yesterday here at work.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a beeper?
Yeah.
I think it's one of the perks of being younger. You could remember a lot more things at once to do. Like, boom.
Oh, boy, you ain't kidding.
I can't do that anymore.
Now you have to prioritize things in your old age.
You do. And do you write a lot of stuff down?
Oh, yeah.
If I don't, I forget a lot of stuff.
Ah, boy. I've been much better at that. Literally writing down, like even a grocery list. I would just say, hey, smart speaker, add something cool.
You want some eggs?
Smegs.
No,
I get them for free.
Nothing's for free, my dear.
And I'm a farm. I get free eggs. No, I don't. I'm paying more than you are
not
in the store. writing it down just puts it in my mind. So I write a grocery list out now.
Olive oil.
I didn't used to, but I do now.
Get some oranges.
Right?
I'm just going to go to the store and go up and down every aisle.
Oh, that's too much time spent.
We just forget, too. Like,
but then you saw something. It popped off a little explosion in your brain, but you didn't put it in your buggy.
Yep.
You walked two more aisles. That's why they got them halvers there for you. Mm-hmm. So you ain't got to walk all the
half
way
aisles.
Down.
But then you get to the part of the store where they have whole aisles and you can't cut in the middle.
Freezers. Yeah. The freezer zones. Yeah. It's like the Germany wall.
Yeah, it is.
The wall of Germany. Is that what they call it? I like the Germany wall.
Dang, cereal aisle is solid. Can't cut through this thing.
I like the half aisles, but the one near me got reset. Everything's backwards now.
Oh.
What happened?
Which I guess
with
they
that?
Get bored and do it that
it's
way.
It's like that McDonald's or whatever. Y'all always reference.
It messes people up when they change the layout of the grocery store because you used to know where everything was. Now you don't anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I leave you resets to the end caps. Don't mess with the aisles.
The aisles.
It's perfected inside. I know where everything is.
Yep.
Even though grits are hard to find because they're not where you think they'd be. They're with cereal. They're not with grains.
Yeah, I knew where the seasoned Italian green beans were. Not no more.
Those are good.
I want to give
a
hack. To the listeners and fans.
Okay. Both.
Somebody texted me yesterday, called in the audience. That sounds even more speaking down to, I think.
But by definition, it is an audience.
Well, I'm weird. So here's the hack. And grocery stores, if you just now realizing this, don't change it.
Don't do it.
What's but that, Matt? If you are looking for nuts, and by those I mean specifically almonds and or walnuts, mm-hmm. which if you buy them in the snack area of the grocery store,
yeah,
can be quite expensive.
You got to go to the nut section. They got a whole section for nuts.
Go to the baking section of the nuts.
Over there by the between produce and bakery is a section of nuts. Or you're talking about the bag nuts in the baking section. Yeah, we get those too, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They're at scale, they're much cheaper in that section of the store.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I know why. It's the manipulation of the brain. You're going to snack on these. These you're going to put up on the shelf. Nah. Mm-hmm. You're going to make something Sunday week for the potluck at church or whatever.
Yeah, for some reason, walnuts in a bag just are really cheap compared to other nuts.
And almonds.
Yeah, anything in a bag in the bakery section, yeah.
Much cheaper.
Yeah. I thought you were going to talk about the bulk nuts over by produce and the deli.
The ones that are in the... they were portioned out by
the store. They got them in the big.
I've been told not to trust those.
And stuff. I don't usually get those.
Don't trust the nut bag.
Don't trust the nut bag or the pre-cut fruit.
I get a big container of the mixed nuts from Aldi.
Yeah,
it's a good price for a lot of nuts.
Yeah, there's none in there that they like slide in to weight it down.
It's you know, a lot of those mixed nut things would be majority peanuts. This one's majority almonds. No peanuts. It's almonds, cashews. Macadamias,
Brazil nuts,
pecans. No, they used to. Not anymore, though.
Yeah.
and the little green things, pistachios.
Oh
so
yeah.
So you got almonds, pecans, cashews, pistachios, and whatever macadamias.
Yum.
It's delicious.
Pistachio.
I like pistachios, but I don't want to work for them.
Yeah, these are already shelled.
Paige will not work for food.
There aren't many in there, though. The pistachios and pecans are the ones hardest to come by in this mixed nuts. It's mainly almonds and cashews, which is fine.
Yeah.
Never had a pistachio, but
ever.
No. Local store has a pistachio muffin nobody really ever gets.
Oh, it's good.
You haven't had pistachio gelatos or nothing either?
No, I've never had gelato.
They make it into ice cream. Pistachio.
Gelato's good.
My local place used to give out gelato samples before 2020, they said.
Gelato is like ice cream, but it has more air in it. I don't know. That's how it was explained to me.
Yeah, it looks kind of weird.
I think it's like gay ice cream.
That's Italian ice.
Mm-hmm.
Happy ice.
Happy.
Yeah.
It's just, I've never seen anyone sitting. I've seen people slumping into a regular plain old ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a waffle cone. Everybody with a waffle cone is smiling. But with if the plain, excuse you, you farted.
Oh.
If you have this plain cone, you know, it's like.
Let's make up.
You know what I love?
Plain cone.
I love a drumstick. Some people, because sometimes, depending on the brand, it could be a Nutty Buddy or a drumstick. That's my favorite.
Nutty Buddies are good.
Then the ice cream doesn't melt. It has some chemical compound to it. It doesn't melt.
Make a popsicle stick out of a waffle cone.
This is an edible stick?
Yeah.
They should do that.
There are a few frozen delights that I will turn down. I won't turn anything down.
Frozen dead person.
Oh, wow. I would.
I don't think that's delightful.
Don't put them in the microwave at so-and-so's store.
But, you know, push-ups, popsicles, you can name it. I'll eat it.
Man, you put a dead person arm in the microwave and screwed up my job. Yeah.
Defrosted.
Oh, man. That's a good text. I have text again. Frozen bananas dipped in chocolate.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw those for sale at the grocery store last time I was there. They sell them pre-done.
Wow.
Yeah, they're frozen and dipped already, man. You just buy a frozen chocolate banana and take it home with you.
I had those in Disneyland.
I couldn't believe it. Like, that's something you buy prepackaged, but now everything's prepackaged.
Dang it.
Figured you had to dip your own banana.
Dip your own banana.
Mm. Well, I love banana pops. I could eat those all day.
Like just banana popsicles?
Yeah, the cheap ones.
Yeah.
It's like the cheap vanilla ice cream's the best, where it's kind of yellow looking. Ooh, that's good.
Man, thank
you. Put some chocolate on that.
Oh, I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, you don't like the chocolate and that feeling together?
I'm not a huge chocolate fan. If it's a candy bar every so often,
yeah.
Like chocolate by itself, like I don't like it.
Just plain chocolate, you don't like it?
Yeah, like ice cream, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What about mints at OG?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you like an Andes after dinner candy?
Andes are good.
They're delicious.
So good.
And the mint chip ice cream of the Andes, but not the green one.
I love the Andes, but I don't like mint chip ice cream for some reason. Oh, can't stand it.
What about bubblegum ice cream? You ever had that?
It's too gimmicky for me.
Yeah, I want to climb the Andes, not the mountains, the fence into the chocolate factory.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder who makes Andes. Is that their own thing?
Probably Nestle now.
Yeah, nothing's anybody's own thing anymore.
Yeah. Well, you rarely grew
my
up.
My car insurance company is owned by Nestle. Do you know that?
Yeah. Mine's owned by Kraft.
You rarely grew up hearing Andes mints. It's usually Andy Mints.
I always heard about them on The Price is Right, where it was always Andy's after dinner candies.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He always said Andy's after dinner candies.
The way you said it, like Rod.
Yeah, there. He always had that certain inflection on it.
Andy's. How do you, Bob?
I'm going to pump you good.
I'm going to pump you good.
We still have that. I'm trying to find it.
Oh, that's terrible.
Nothing's as good as the... God, who was it?
See, the owner
the Harley Race promo.
The owner of Andy's Mints is Tootsie Roll Industries.
Of course.
Which is still its own company somehow. I'm shocked. Good for them.
Good for Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, good for Tootsie Roll.
roll. Definitely roll.
Let's see. They make Andy's. They make Charleston Chews. They make Blow Pops.
Charleston Chews.
They make Dots, which are awful to get for Halloween. They make Double Bubble.
Well, I see Blow Pops still a quarter piece at the gas station.
They make Junior Mints, Tootsie Rolls, and that's about it. So now they bring in $500 million a year doing this.
Fanatics will probably buy them soon.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll ruin them. Vanilla Midgies.
What was I going to look up? There's something there.
I was going to try to find Bob Barger.
Oh, yeah, I don't have it.
I was trying to find it.
That's what it was. I don't. On pictures, it's real good, real easy to. You can. The technology is awesome. Like, I can write in. I bet you watch. I don't even know this to be true. I'm going to put in Paige's name into my phone. Boom. There we go. Photos of Paige.
Oh, God.
I'm serious. I mean, it's that easy. So I'm going to try that with the other.
Check this out.
You just think you're pumped. I'm going to pump you good.
Oh. That was not on Happy Gilmore either. That was on
that was on The Price is Right. Talking to some young man.
Some young guy.
Oh, I can't wait, Bob.
They really branded some of those.
Wicked laugh.
I love Bob Barker.
Van Cleef and Arpels. Lee Van Cleef?
Yeah.
No, that's Greta Van Fleet. You're thinking of.
I was thinking Lee Van Cleef. He was in movies, westerns back in the day.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. Are we doing Ring of Fire?
No. God, no.
Please don't.
Oh, man.
That gave the second one of those gave me a headache yesterday. The first one was awesome. The
first one was so good. And the second one, yeah. Whenever we have a really good round like that, we need to just quit. Even if it's the first one, we need to have the really good round and then just put it to bed. Yes. We ain't going to do it again.
You're absolutely right.
The round after a really good one always sucks.
Oh, man. I'm going to find what I'm looking for. It's not that still. It's something else I thought about. It's an old Harley Race promo where he's talking about fighting, but it sounds...
Oh, yeah, I love those.
It sounds like he's really going to, you know, uh-huh. make it difficult maybe for the man to ever walk or sit down.
Yes.
You well, know? He's one of the guys the boys always said you don't want to mess with. Him and Haku.
Yeah, well, one thing about Harley is he always had a pistol on him. Like, everybody says he always had a gun.
Yeah.
There's never a time he didn't have a gun on him. And he was a badass, too, because he was the guy. I forget who they sent him out, but they sent him out one time, the first time he won the NWA world title.
Yeah.
They sent him out to do it. And the reason they picked him is because they weren't sure the champion was going to drop the belt willingly, uh-oh. And they knew Harley could take it from him either way.
Wow, it was like a screw job.
Well, if it had to be, it was going to be, but it wasn't. He dropped the belt to Harley. But maybe because he knew Harley was going to beat him either way.
Is he going to work for Jim Barnett?
Doesn't work for me, brother.
Damn it.
I heard William Barons was involved. Oh. He goes by William now.
No longer Billy.
No. Damn it. Okay.
That was a fun story, though.
It was good.
Yeah.
Today we will be speaking with, I think this is very interesting. Several different layers of interest in this.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is, I don't know how soon, but he's going to be going to jail soon. I don't know if it's prison. I know it's way different.
Yeah, I don't know if you go straight to prison or...
None of his friends have ever had any trouble with the law, family, nothing like that. So he wondered if anyone listening had ever served over 1 year in jail.
Oh, man.
We wrote back a series of LOLs.
Maybe. It's a possibility.
And then, so anyway, he's coming on the show today around 8:15 or so, a little after 8. He's got to get to work or something, get clocked in real good, and then run to the bathroom. Yeah. I don't know what the deal is, but he'll be on with us to get your advice on how to, and don't base it on Orange is the New Black, because he's a guy.
Yeah, that's true. You can't base it on that. And please don't base it on Oz, or at least he hopes you don't.
Oh, Lord. And then,
man, I've learned a lot about jail and prison from Ubering, from ride sharing.
Yeah?
Yeah, because most of the people I drive around have a story or two, or they're wearing an ankle monitor.
It gets to that point?
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the ankle monitors are not, you see people out in public with ankle monitors, some of those are monitoring for alcohol.
You know,
because if they have any alcohol in them, like it comes out of their sweat, and the monitor picks it up.
You say that, it makes me sad. I mm-hmm. had an uncle monitor.
Yeah,
he passed away years ago.
Yep.
Rest in peace, miss you, Uncle Monitor. So that guy will be on today, and of course your phone calls. I'll give you the number now. Save it, keep it handy, put it in your phone. 1-800-774-0093.
It's the Renewal by Anderson of the Carolina studio line.
Bluetooth and drive only.
Yes.
Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, I have a story about this person's chronic lateness that caused a huge fight on the set with Deadpool. You'll find out who's chronically late and who fought with Deadpool next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
It's someone known for marijuana because the
chronically
word,
late.
Chronically late.
You think
chronically
that's
late. That's a hit. Mm-hmm. Is Dr. Dre in Deadpool?
Maybe it is.
I think he owns the rights to that word now.
They got in a fight. Who would win?
I haven't said. I don't know. There's two versions of Dr. Dre. You've seen them. There's a heavy set one, and then there's a ripped one. There's two clones of Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
I don't know. Depends on who shows up to that fight.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Boys Get Mad. Morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige.
Hello.
Hello. Well, did this actor's chronic lateness cause a huge on-set fight with Deadpool?
I'm changing my vote to Seth Rogen now. Fatboy, do your impression.
I'm
impeccable. Like... Sounds just like him. I think that's what it is. I think he'll reprise his character of the Green Lantern in Deadpool.
I think this legit might be a spoiler.
Or it's Silent Bob.
Could be.
Yeah, a spoiler.
But he quit smoking pot, though.
I think the story's a spoiler. I think it's one of those they put out to generate interest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, interest. You know what? I found, I'll give you even more clues. He has something to do with WWE. And this person was also late for WrestleMania, up to 8 hours, and he really pissed people off.
He's a Jerry Lawyer.
And he was
not the king.
Accused of urinating in water bottles. Urinating in water bottles.
WWE said he was not late, but then there's a story that he was late.
Okay, so it does sound like it is a member of the board.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I didn't hear about the water bottles.
Yeah, he hit those fancy, was it Voss, the glass water bottles? The cylindrical, and he drinks those, and then he'll pee in them after, and then make like, one of the production assistants or his assistant go dispose of it.
Oh, man.
He does that on set to save time, so he don't have to walk to the bathroom.
Boss bottle.
But he shows up 8 hours late, then pees in bottles to save time. What the hell, man?
If his production company was $7 and a bottle of piss productions, that would have been incredible.
So The Rock is who we're talking about, and his chronic lateness caused this huge on-set fight with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
And this is when he was filming Red Notice back in 2020, and his lateness caused this rift, and supposedly to the point that Ryan had to tell him that he was affecting the shooting schedule. And this was during a difficult time of shooting where everything was so strict with COVID, when there were protocols that already made it difficult to shoot anyways. And sources say that the issue wasn't as bad as some media outlets making it seem right now, but they got past it, and Red Notice 2 is in the works.
Thank God.
I know.
Was that the one where they were looking for some stolen treasure or something?
I think so. Like it's one of those movies you watched, and it wasn't bad, but you completely don't remember it at all now.
The Rock's movies, except for a few, are very not memorable, and a good example of that, I was watching Monday Night Raw yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And something came up about The Rock filming a new movie, and Pat McAfee says, I like the one he did. You know, the girl in the boat.
She was in the boat. Oh, he didn't have any sleeves on.
He didn't just say, you know, the one in the jungle?
They were the boat in the jungle. The girl. He may be doing that just to, I don't think so, though. Like,
he
is
might
he playing
be messing
like a,
around.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
He's a pretty smart guy. He plays dumb constantly, but he's a pretty smart dude.
Yeah, it's like he's two different, like on his show, he's like the, you know, let's go, all you know, screaming and like sports guys do.
Mm-hmm.
But then on that show, he plays kind of like the goober, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The Rock he's done very well at
color commentator,
attaching himself to movies that are going to do well, whether he's in them or not. And that's a good
like
thing.
Like G.I. Joe and Fast of the...
Yeah, yeah. Or like Jumanji's going to do well either way. Moana was going to be a hit either way. It didn't matter who was in it.
Black Adam wasn't going to work with anyone in it.
No, it wasn't.
Well, The Rock is currently in production on a Christmas action movie. It's called Red One for Amazon. Excuse me. And the insiders on this film say that his tardiness has caused the budget to balloon to at least $50 million.
It's about a dog's junk, this movie.
Really?
Red One, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I don't know what it's about.
It looks painful.
It does, doesn't it?
with the rumors about him being very tardy, they're saying he can get be up to 8 hours late on any given day.
Yeah, you know, Ryan Reynolds wrist and ass whooping to even bring it up to him. Like he's going to do what he wants.
Like you said, if it really is like, you know, it might be like a little Kevin Hart rock thing or the way Shaq and Charles do.
It would have to be like a co-star status, right, to bring that up to him. It couldn't be like a, I don't even think the director could bring it up to The Rock, like, hey, you're late. Or a background actor.
There's only one man that could bring it up to him. That's The Game.
Mm-hmm.
Rock, did you show up for The Game?
Why didn't he ever, like, spit water in an opponent's face? It's got to be, like, a color.
I think he did a couple times.
Really to make, it's got to be a miss, though, to really, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's got to be like Kool-Aid or something.
Yeah, and the different mists have different effects.
Yeah. Isn't that what Muda used? He'd put a dry Kool-Aid in his mouth.
I don't know what he used.
Let it.
Do you think?
Triple H comes out with that water in his mouth. It's like he's got a mouthful of chew and he don't have a dip bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like.
Yeah, it's fun.
He said, Paige, he keeps a mouthful of water that he gets on the edge of the ring and then he spits it on the front row.
Gross.
Yeah, no.
You know what it says? 9 cents is that picture. I wonder what was in the slot bucket now. Maybe just some milk and some Henry O. Godwin slot bucket.
Yeah, probably just some stuff from catering watered down.
Catering.
Do you think Asuka knew to do the mist or somebody told her? Like, hey, this is a bit, you know, that could work for you. Like, I don't know how much she's.
I mean, definitely came from Muda.
Yeah.
The great one.
So I don't know how much of a mark they are for, you know, the history of the business. Any of the new wrestlers.
I think a lot of them are the only reason they do it is because they're marks.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they know old stuff.
Yeah, they're attitude, sure she does. Era and present.
But then again, she's our age.
Yeah.
So she knows Muda for certain.
Like watching WWF in 93 shouldn't count as the old stuff, you know.
I just don't like her misleading thong. The style of her pant is that she has a leather stripe that goes down. It looks like a thong, but it's not a real thong.
Not really.
Oh, it's a thong.
It's a thong. Yeah. Faux thong.
Faux
thong.
Faux thong. All right.
Fake panties.
Mother's Day is, you know,
hey, mama.
It's 12 days away. It's May 12th.
Hey, babe. I have to turn around.
And Mother's Day is changing, and this is kind of shocking for me. For Mother's Day this year, you can ask your mother if she wants to go out to eat.
Hey,
and
baby.
Then ask her if she wants to go out to eat with you. Because according to some new research, a lot of moms will go out to dinner on Mother's Day without you. Which is bizarre because then you're not celebrating being a mother with your children. You're celebrating being mothers with other mothers.
But what was mother's morning out? Where was mom going? There wasn't all these things that moms go and do now. Your yoga and your whatever, you know. Paige, what else women do?
Goat yoga.
Run errands. Make appointments.
Go to Target.
Yeah.
Well, they're cheating themselves out of a free meal if they, you know, go
without. But I'm saying that's what it's always Mother's Morning out. I need a morning to myself.
Mom's morning out.
Mother's Day.
Go back to bed.
Muffin
the whole
with mom.
Day to herself.
Sleep.
Yeah.
So according to this new research, 31% of moms will consider dining out with friends, and 21% will consider a date night without their kids, and 10% may dine out solo for Mother's Day.
I don't dine out. I eat out.
Oh.
Hell yeah. You a G.
OG, day one-ish.
But that day, for sure, you can guarantee that the restaurants will be packed.
You can guarantee I'm going to mail a gift card.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yep. It'd be a good one.
Who are you going to mail it to?
I guess mom's.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a liaison to your mom or straight direct?
Not just me.
Okay.
Just plop it in the mail.
Yeah,
are you
pretty
put
much.
Some money in it for?
Be gift card.
Okay.
One of those good ones, nice. Like you can use it like 4 or 5 different restaurants.
Here's the hack.
Ooh, darted.
Put a little slit in the side of the envelope in the card, and put some note in there saying, "Spend this on whatever you would like, but don't ever put any in there." And it'll make her think someone opened it in the postal system and stole the money.
Mm-hmm.
I did that at a wedding one time.
Man,
I'm kidding. I didn't
I
do
don't
that.
Believe
the town
it.
She lives in, though. There may be rumors about a rogue male person. So,
yeah,
oh, no.
I'd be afraid she'd escalate it.
Oh yeah, like on Funny Farm.
Might be somebody who likes to, you know, shove certain things in mailboxes that don't fit.
Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh.
She got the same dude I got?
I was the one that crushed your pop vinyl this time.
He's going to give her.
My Crocodile Hunter pop vinyl?
He's going to send her Jeremy Clemens
dollar. Oh, come get me out of here. Stuck in Owen's mailbox.
Crikey.
Don't get me started on that. I'm going to be able to stop now.
Well, he really did legit stop for a little bit.
Crikey. Oh, no, now it comes back.
You're going to get him. Oh, Lord.
He started it.
Stop it.
No, he's pretty good at the accent. I wonder if he can take requests.
I don't know, man.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day early.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
By how long? Is it next Sunday?
Sunday week.
So now I know.
Oh, man. See, that's my either or for Sunday visits at church with my mom is I told her she gets Easter or Mother's Day, and she chose herself over the Lord's resurrection.
Mm.
So I got to go to church next Sunday.
At least you don't have to wear pastels.
That's true. It's after Labor Day. I can't.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Paige, again. Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
We're going to talk about Greg Norman, the Shaq.
I tell you, man. We're going to talk about Mike Tyson, his rigorous training schedule before his fight coming up. We'll tell you what he's up to. That's going to be July the 20th. That's going to be
here. What about Rhea Ripley?
What's she do? She get hurt still?
She's still hurt.
Still injured.
I'm just thinking of Australia. Yeah.
She's from Adelaide.
Feel like I got worked. I don't know if she's hurt.
She is.
Well, I need some time off. Hey, Mike, can I get a break?
She real hurt. She hurt real bad.
You think she went up to Paul? Hey, Mike, let me get a break.
Crikey, Paul, I'm tired.
G'day, Triple H.
That's a fun one to do.
Hurt me arm.
Meom. Yeah, we say marm. They say meom.
Meom.
All right.
Hurt me arm.
We'll get into some sports with Fat Boy right after this. Say it, Nine.
What?
Morning, everybody.
Oh, morning, everybody.
No, it's Friday. Oh, I'm sorry.
Rise Guys, Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
These guys are pretty darn dope, if you know what I mean.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call in.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
This day in sports history, you're going to know exactly who this is as soon as I give you the stat. So, 33 years ago in 1991, at the age of 44, he threw his 7th no-hitter.
Nolan Lynn Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Have you checked it out? I know you've watched it.
I was legit going to. I don't know if you can still get it.
You're missing out. I can't. You clearly don't FOMO.
It's like, have you ever gotten that close where you wanted to press start and you're like, I don't know. Like you talk yourself out of it.
Yeah, sometimes. I do that with stuff sometimes. I keep doing much. That with the Bray Wyatt documentary. That's the time I watched that.
Oh, I never saw the Cody one.
Dude.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I keep not watching it.
If you're feeling like walking around like, yeah, my crap don't stink, which I'm here to tell you it does.
Oh, I know it
does. But, you know, if you need a good grounding in life, watch that thing. If you're like, oh, I don't, life is not fragile, blah, 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 watch that thing. I'm telling you. And I'm not going to swear to God about it, but I'm serious. Can I say that, sir? Can I say that I'm serious?
You recommend that as highly as the Nolan Ryan documentary?
Yeah. Two different types, but both entertaining in some way.
Do you know what happened on the same day as he threw his seventh?
He beat up Rob Ventura?
Hell no.
Everybody knows. What was it?
This gentleman stole his 939th base.
Oh, holy moly. Freaking Ricky Henderson?
Yeah. He broke Lou Brock's record the same day.
Wow.
Do anybody
Lou Brock's wife was not a very nice lady.
You liked his candies, I heard.
No, that was Brotch. Brotch candies.
Do you know the Buffalo Bills did something that people are saying is setting a draft precedent? More teams could be doing this. They drafted a guy who's never played a down of football in his life.
Really?
Oh, Lord God.
Did draft a punter from Australia?
Why? Oh, no. They want him on the offensive line. He's a rugby player from UK.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Which is interesting because I don't know. Are the scouts looking outside for other sports now? Just are they telling them? Say, look, there's a lot of people playing football. But
they're saying the big decline in Little League football because of, you know, head traumas and stuff. People seeing that. So
and all the punters in college now are Australian rugby players, right? All of them are.
Seems like
every damn one of them's an Australian rugby player.
I think Miami had one of those and he was 28 or 29 years old.
Yeah.
Well, what Mike Tyson
he don't know how to take a feed, does he? He said they're Australian.
They're Australian rugby players.
Yeah, well I was waiting on him to do it.
Oh, okay.
It's his bit.
Oh yeah, that's true. Uh-huh. He brought it up.
Yeah.
You missed your own feed.
Son of a bitch, before you come back. I'm sorry.
That lady didn't tramp that one.
Uh-huh. What Mike Tyson doing for his fight? Well, it's coming up July the 20th.
I thought this not happening.
Well, it's not. Yeah, it's going to happen because it's a sanctioned professional fight now. So they're going to go 8 2-minute rounds with 12-ounce gloves.
Who is it? Logan Paul?
Jake Paul.
Oh, sorry.
The younger Paul.
Wrong Paul.
Not 12-pound gloves like a... mistakenly said yesterday.
Paul McCartney.
Oh, that other Paul.
He said, right now I'm living my life disciplined, so I'm at the fight discipline. It's probably been 6 weeks that I haven't gotten high or had sex. So that's what Mike's doing to train, because I guess that...
That aggression.
It builds it up. Now, it's not really good for your prostate.
Yeah.
You know? No. You reduce your risk of prostate cancer if you relieve yourself once a day.
Mm-hmm. Now, you think about that... you know, as far as our bowels go, you know, as far as some people once a month will do a cleansing kind of thing, you know, it ruins their Sundays.
Yeah.
But with if you're someone who is a practicing virgin, do you do that every once in a while?
Well, you have to.
Clean your
That's a good question.
Own clock.
Well, doesn't the Bible say you're not supposed to spill your own seed?
Well, that's
you
not.
Just can't think about anyone else's man or woman.
Yeah, lust after
a man's wife. Or his donkey.
Yeah, lust after anybody.
You're lusting for yourself.
If his ass falls in a ditch on a Sunday, you leave it there till Monday.
Yeah.
Is that sinful?
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to do it for mental health reasons.
Got to.
Yeah.
Plus it said don't spill it.
I learned that from Wolf of Wall Street.
I learned a lot from that.
Wolf of
that sure. program.
There's a big shakeup on the NFL today on CBS. Which is ironic because I saw a betting commercial locally and these two guys are in it.
It's very ironic because the other day we played a commercial with this guy's voice on it. And I was like, man, he's just not really just hitting it anymore. I don't know. It didn't sound like he sounds grizzled and doesn't really into it as much.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably saying the same thing about me here lately, but nevertheless, you're wrong.
So Boomer Esiason and Phil Simms are not coming back to the NFL today. They're going to be replaced by J.J. Watt and Matt Ryan.
I didn't know Phil Simms was still doing it.
Yeah, that's. I think he'd been doing it for...
He's forever.
I think Boomer was 22 years, and I think Phil was 14 or 15.
There's a whole generation of players that never got those jobs.
Yeah. Boy, you ain't kidding. Like, Collingsworth, one of the first... Well, not one of the first ones, but one of the ones who... He's a good NFL player.
One of the more successful.
But, yeah, since the 80s.
Yeah.
Consistently. HBO kept him employed for two decades.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I misspoke. Simms was there 26 years.
Yeah.
What about Nick Bonacotti? You ever tried that at Olive Garden?
Love it.
The Nick Bonacotti. Really
Carrabba's got a good one, too.
Is it good?
A lot of people are saying Kirk Cousins is going to be the next guy when he retires. Go straight to the booth. Which, yeah, he's well-spoken. You know, he's smart. Pretty good ball player.
So weird, the new exit strategy in the NFL. Specifically, it seems the NFL. You don't see it in MLB at all.
Well, they really like them clean-cut white quarterbacks doing that job.
Why do you think they want to do it? Kirk Cousins is going to make almost $300 million in his career when he's done. I'm like, God, I'm good. I'm not doing anything ever again.
I'll be on a boat or a mountain or a boat on top of a mountain if you need me.
I don't want to be on TV. Because you know what? Romo started out good. Now people are starting to kind of turn on him a little.
Because he's mean to Charles Barkley in those commercials.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, public opinion sways that.
That's what it is. Now you got somebody like Jason Kelce who, look, is probably going to be in the Hall of Fame. Really good player, but you got to think he's kind of parlaying off the name right now. He's getting the gig on Monday Night Countdown on ESPN.
But he's fun and funny too.
Yeah.
He has personality.
I just wonder how much attention would have been on him if it weren't for his brother.
I mean, you're absolutely right. A lot of people thought that he was also like a younger player, you know, which Travis Kelce's what?
34, I think.
30 something, I was going to say mid-30s.
He don't have many, many good years of football left, probably.
Uh-oh.
It's one of those guys that like laid low until something really popped him, you know, like a Christian McCaffrey type.
I saw his brother got drafted.
Yeah, he did.
Eli?
Uh-oh.
I can't remember his name, but yeah, he did.
Paul McCaffrey.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
Ed Jr. McCaffrey.
Ed Jr.
Ed Jr. McCaffrey. All right, we will get out of here.
I think it's his
name. Might be.
You know what's big on the internet, YouTube? Probably TikTok, but I'm American. I don't look at it.
Murder videos.
Not just that. Not just, new challenges of eating things that might kill you. No, unboxing. People love those.
Mm-hmm.
People love them. I can tell you that about 10% of the ball card ones are fake. A bunch of people got busted doing unboxings, putting stuff
in
them.
That's so wrong.
They're just doing it for the views.
I bet a lot of unboxings are fake.
I'm sure of it.
They have to be.
Who's going to open their mail like live like that? Like, oh, crap, this one was from Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's one for you, fat boy, from Adam and Steve. I mean, that would be an invasion of privacy.
He got panties, too. I love it.
Well, who knows, because there's another box here, and we're going to open it live on the radio, which is thrilling because, I mean, it could be one of them glitter things.
Could be. Glitter bomb.
Oh, no.
Some Chinese seeds again.
Yeah.
Might start up. Who knows?
Over at Anthrax again.
We'll do a live unboxing with this mystery item that was sent to us we don't know.
Not yet.
Okay, good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.